Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and the show tonight is on Wednesday, and we'll be doing sample healings, talking about the Lightship, and if you wish to come on to the BBS Fast Chat, you can, and you can also call in. We'll take questions tonight. So what I will say, too, I'll bring this up in case somebody needs to run real quick. We'll be having our a question and answer time, which we decided to do Friday after the BBS show on Friday. So that will be basically around 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time in California here. So if you wish to call in and ask questions, we'll be live on a conference call line. I'll give you that phone number. If you wish to write it down, it's 646-519-5800. And then they'll prompt you to bring it, put in a PIN number, which is 9009. So it's 646-519-5800, and PIN number is 9009. And we could answer your questions and kind of continue on maybe with the BBS program a little bit. A lot of people cannot get their questions answered because we have so many of them. So anyway, it's your chance to come on, and we can talk. So here we go. That'll be Friday night at starting 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So let's do an emotional clearing for everybody, and we'll go back the last 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a sensory body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's see what else we can do here. Pain body, naturally. So here we go. So 5 days ago cleared. Oh, man, this is kind of rough. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And again, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. It's rough. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Do it again for pain body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Wow. Okay, so that's physical pain. Let's do a trauma body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And let's do a body that would relate to, we'll say, heartache. Some people deal with that. This is the emotional energy of your heart, okay? Going into your physical heart energy. Remember, the light works with heart energy, but the heart energy that the light works with has no emotions to it. So this is the densities that get stored in your heart. So this is for heartache. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do one other sample. We'll do a parallel life sample. So we'll take you out of five parallel lifetimes. And these will be Earth parallel lives. Here we go. So first lifetime, I'll count to 10 as you get released out of it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, well, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Second parallel life, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Third parallel life, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And fourth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, well, oh boy, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the fifth parallel life, 1, this is cloned Earths, cloned bodies like yourself. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now let's do the parallel lifetimes that are from planets of the dark side with your cloned physical body on it. So here we go. First one. Getting released from this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And second parallel life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy. And third parallel life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And fourth parallel life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And fifth parallel life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, that's pretty rough. So, I'll just talk briefly about the movie Avatar. You may have all seen it. And you may have a little, the original take on it of how kind of neat it was and everything else. So I'll give you my hit on it of what they're showing us and what's happening. I forgot the person's name who's the star, and it will say, I think his name is Jake or something. But from there, you know that he went into this a machine where he had his mind, his thoughts, his consciousness link up to an artificial intelligent body. So that's kind of one way to look at it, that he could control that. So if you notice during the program, maybe a little ways into it, he was like kind of running for his life, of these things chasing him, and the little lady saw him as going to shoot him with an arrow because he was invading their space, and then she saw all of these little things come down, floating around him, which are jellyfish energies. And you may want to watch the movie again. The jellyfish energies now, just like jellyfish, maybe a dozen of them or so, attached to him, probably to see what kind of life form he was, and then wanted to connect to him to bring him into their mind matrix program. So, a different hit on it. This is from their, whatever you want to call it, Tree of Life, Mass Consciousness Tree, which also has the jellyfish tentacles on it. So if you look at the movie, this tree is hanging down with jellyfish tentacles, and they connect to it and talk to it, and et cetera. And that's the consciousness of their planet. Now, if you also noticed, when he was riding and connecting to this flying bird-type figure, he had to take this thing around his neck that looked like fiber optics, and at the very end of it, which looked like fiber optics, were actually like jellyfish tentacles. And he linked his jellyfish tentacles into the jellyfish tentacles of this flying bird, or whatever it would be, okay? And then he said the words for mind control, you are mine now. So now he's linking into this poor animal, controlling it. So another mind control process. And then naturally when they died, these jellyfish tentacles came up out of the ground and connected to him and took away their consciousness to be in oneness with this mass mind matrix. So you may all understand that a little differently now. Hopefully you have a better way of looking at it. So what's this movie telling you? Well, basically, that's for you to decide, okay? For me, it's how the darkness is being shown in movies, which they always do. They bring forth this information, and you're actually seeing how the jellyfish energies, plus you can check out the crop circle. I think if you type in jellyfish crop circle or maybe even octopus crop circle, it'll come up, and the aliens know about this here, and this is what they're showing you. And they could also be that crop circle attaching to you. So just kind of food for thought for everybody. It gets kind of negative at times, but, you do see things physically, what we're talking about. So, let's do another clearing here. Let's get rid of the jellyfish energy that sits on top of our head that links us up to the darkness. This is what I mentioned a long time ago. And this we do on the 8-hour calls that we have. So here we go. On a count to 10 as they get released, you might feel sensations in your body. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, get some more of these off of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So put some music on, and you can actually probably sample, see how you feel. And you may want to walk around a little bit and just kind of feel the freedom from this alien life form as how it connected to you. You might feel your body actually feeling better. So here we go. And see you back maybe in a couple of minutes here. So hopefully you feel a little better now, getting those jellyfish off of your head and these tentacles, just like in the movie of Avatar, they attach to you and connect to the cells of your body, bringing up and forth the cellular memory. Remember, it's kind of like, making it simple, like a USB port that plugs in, you know, a cable that plugs into your computer and can access you. And this is what it's doing here. And then it collects that information. And then what the jellyfish does to you is it allows you to recycle this over again in your dreams and your thoughts. And they can also put in place, like in a dream situation, that they can change part of the dream and put in the program that they want to have, maybe the tail end of it. And all of a sudden it's different than what you actually experienced, but it looks familiar to you because you're experiencing this. And you go, oh, yeah, I remember having this happen to me, and you're dreaming about it, maybe riding a bike or something. And maybe instead of when you rode your bike, maybe it was perfectly fine, but in the dream, at the very end, maybe you got hit by a car, you know. Well, that could be a parallel lifetime that they're bringing out of you, manifesting that in a different scenario, but it's still in your stored memory here. And so it gets kind of deep very quickly. For me, it's very, very sad to see what they're doing as you start realizing this here, and people are bringing up more and more information and situations that they've dealt with recently, you know, in parallel lives. So we could ask for call-ins if you want to call in. Monica is asking one, basically, are our ancestors beneath us or above us? Well, it depends where they are in consciousness, and that might be, the true answer would be, how much mind control did they have on themselves? Now, I had a person today asking me a question, which was very valid. The question was, we kind of got talking, and the conversation went about being abducted, and is that good? Especially if somehow maybe you go up on a Federation ship, okay, and they fix you. So basically what I mentioned to her with the conversation is that, is that good if they fix, like, your heart attack, if you're going to have a heart attack, you have some kind of problem physically with you. So is that good to you? Well, yeah, in the body it's probably great. But, looking at it another way, they were probably tracking you for a long, long time in your genetics, and maybe now they see that you have a physical condition. And so naturally you have a condition, might be life-threatening, so you pray outside of yourself to this God energy for a favor because you don't want to die right away, and this is maybe life-threatening to you. So the aliens that have been tracking you hear your call, like, uh-oh, our specimen now, you know, is going to be dying on us maybe in a year because this is what the person is telling us, because they're asking us for a favor to keep them alive for maybe, you know, much longer than 1 year. So we'll do what that person would call divine intervention. So all of a sudden, you go to sleep one night, maybe you know nothing about being abducted, and you wake up the next day and you're healed. And you go, wow, I did my prayer that night before and I'm healed. This is wonderful. So the other way to look at it is, did they contact you physically? Did they show themselves to you, whatever life form they were? Probably not. Did they ask you if they can intervene with you? Now remember, when you did your prayers to this energy, you are actually giving them permission to help you, if you would, do a favor for you, to fix you, whatever they can do. And so from that aspect, you are asking for an abduction process to have work being done to you. So is that bad? Well, under that circumstance, since you are asking something outside of yourself to fix you, I would say, that's up to you. But if for some reason you get fixed without asking, then that goes against the free will and, free choice, free will. And so naturally, that's kind of what I look at as, intervention, because it's not the right way to do it, because you should have full control over your body and your spirit. Your mind energy naturally is the dark side. So, you should have control over that too and get rid of it. But basically, that's kind of how I perceive that. So, yeah, there are ET ships out there helping people, but they should typically come to you first and say, here we are, you know, we're this 10-legged being that looks like maybe a caterpillar, we'll say, and we've been watching you for thousands of years. In fact, we worked with your genetics maybe 15,000 years ago. Our experiment, and you're having experiences here, and we're here to help you because you may want to have help because we see that you have a problem in your body. Now, do you want us to abduct you, to take you up on one of our ships, and to do our physical healing on you, the modality that we do? And we're going to keep track of you forever anyway, and you do know this, and we're going to control your life. And we're doing this because it's for our best good. May not be your best good because we're still experimenting with you, but we will fix you this time. So if you would like us to do that, then you can say yes. If you don't want us to intervene, then you can say no. So that's the choice that we should have, you know, from these extraterrestrial alien energies. So that's kind of where I stand on that. And so, you know, the basic question is, you know, if I got healed by an alien ship, some race of aliens, is that good? Well, yeah, but they're still tracking you, typically. You have to ask your spirit about this here. It may know. And again, it may not know. You know, it's possible that they separate your spirit from your body, and your spirit doesn't necessarily know all that your body does and goes through. But hopefully it would, okay? But anyway, that's kind of how I look at this here. And so that might help some of you because you probably have heard of miraculous healings from our space brothers. And so they do work, but they're still tracking you because of that. And you haven't necessarily saw them, or maybe you didn't ask to have this healing done to you. If you do ask, then you're asking something outside of yourself to heal you. And if you choose to do that, that's perfectly fine. Remember, the light doesn't judge you. But what are you getting tied up into? You know, how much worse? You know, what's the payoff on this here? You know, the law of cause and effect. Maybe nothing. Maybe there's a lot. So we'll see if our co-host is on. So we have Annika tonight. So Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. I'm on here on Wednesday, the 3rd of March. And thank you for speaking about all that, Ron, the movie Avatar and that sort of thing, and also what we can get tied up to. And when you mentioned that, I saw a question from, I think it was Ren, saying, what else can we get tied up to when watching a movie like that, for instance? And you might even want to go into... you know, what happens when we watch certain websites? Is there anything that could happen if we go on websites, you know, that might be about other things like some fear messages even or something like that?
Oh, man, that gets very deep very quickly. You know, I really, it's hard for me to answer that because normally what's going to come out of my mouth is going to be a negative thing that, you know, yes, they can put in programs, you know, in the background that's running. Now, these programs may not be known to the people who made the movie, you know. Remember, you're watching the screen, and the aliens can bring in frequencies into that picture to attach to you. So that's true with anything that you probably watch. So, you know, the whole thing is... it's just nuts, everybody. It's just nuts what they can do. So I really can't say that. If you have any questions about something like that, let's just say that hypothetically you watched Avatar and you saw maybe what I was talking about, and now you saw it over again, or maybe you are going to see it twice, two or three times to kind of see what's happening, you know, as you are mine, you know, now, which is, you know, complete mind control of this being, which is what they're doing to us, through these jellyfish tentacles that this person has in it. Now, also with these, that race of people, if you look at them, you know, why do they have these little, like, white silver dots on their forehead? It looks like the energetics of the jellyfish tentacles, okay? So when you see the movie, look at that and go, geez. is that the jellyfish actually coming out showing itself, just a part of it, through connection on their face. You know, it's, you know, wow, you know, this is something, okay? So anyway, you can think of that aspect too. So, you know, are these actually walking, living jellyfish energies in this body? Another way of saying it, you know, do they have inside of them walking and living shapeshifters? That's another way of looking at it, okay? But the whole thing is the mind control. So getting back to the, I guess, the question, yeah, if you have a situation to where you think maybe something's bothering you from a movie, yeah, and or a website, you just go on to, you know, the you know, the lightship, you know, creationlightship.com, and go into the, I guess, the alien life form, you know, attack, if you want to go into there, and put the name in, and work with that to get it off of you. So, you know,
yeah.
And you can also go to the movie, you know, look at the movie They Live. It's an older movie, just, you know, go, you know, may not be, it might be on YouTube, I think. It may not be available in your particular store that has DVDs, because it is pretty old. You know, I think it's, I don't know, maybe 70s or 80s, but something like that, so they may not carry it. I happened to rent it, and it was on a VHS tape. But aside from that, you know, it shows the subliminal advertising, we'll say, and the light forms as you put different glasses on, sunglasses, and you can see. But the people that you thought were human are not, and that's what it's about. And also the messages that are on the wall that you thought said one thing and they say something else. So that kind of goes along with what you're talking about. You know, can you get hooked up to the darkness by watching a movie? So, you know, it's kind of similar. And I hate to be a person out here saying, yeah, you shouldn't watch any movies or anything else because you will be hooked up. That's kind of where you'd probably draw the very end line to after you cipher through everything and look at it and say, oh, gee, I don't want to watch it now. Because, you know, Avatar is probably the, you know, the number one ranked movie out there. You know, it looks great. But the message there, to me, is very, very obvious, you know. And then you have the movie Surrogate, same thing. You know, you're controlling an artificial intelligent body, just a takeoff of Avatar, you know. And then you have the other movies where you have clone bodies, you know, and the TV series on the Sci-Fi Channel, I guess it's Caprica, you know. That's another one where the person goes into an artificial reality of consciousness with their mind controlling other beings of parallel lifetimes. So this is kind of where they're taking us. So I guess the question is, and you can answer this yourself, I guess, you know, why are they doing this? Why are we seeing it now? You know, it's just to educate you. So anyway, that's you, Annika.
Okay, so I don't know. I heard a beep long time ago. Well, now it seems like a long time ago. I don't know if there is a caller waiting to talk to you.
Anybody
out there? Okay. Maybe that was a different beep. So anyway, we do take callers, right, Ron?
Yes, we do.
Today?
And what I will say, too, is if you want to come on a question and answer call, I mentioned this earlier, on Friday after the BBS program, and for my time, it's, we'll say, 8 o'clock. You can write this down if you wish, or maybe somebody could type into the fast chat, too. We'll have maybe a couple-hour Q&A if you want to stand that long for question and answers about the light ship, about healings, how the healings work. So it's all, you know, all around the creation light ship. So if you want to have information about healings, you know, and you're curious, now's your time to call in. So they'll be on this coming Friday. And I better give you the date in case you're listening to an archive so you don't call in on a Friday that's coming up. So the date for this call is going to be March 5th. The phone number is 646-519-5800. And I'll repeat that, 646-519-5800. And they'll prompt you to enter a PIN number, and that's 9009, then the pound sign. So we'll be on there at 8 o'clock, and just come forth, ask your questions, and everybody will hear you talk, and we can have a nice discussion there, if you wish, about things. And I'd like to have you all call in. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you. We look forward to that question and answer. So that's right after the show on Friday at 8 p.m., right? That's what you said.
Correct, right after BBS.
Okay, so right after BBS. So we had another question here, I think it was from Monica. Monica was wondering if there are ancestors beneath us and above us, and she's then also saying what she means with that is, are there extraterrestrials living in the Earth who are from another planet?
Oh, yeah, yes, of course, yeah. Definitely there are ones here, and some get along with us perfectly fine, and sometimes they have a hard time living here, you know, if they are mixing with the different races. So, yes, I would say that would be true. Are they above us? Well, are they in ships? Yes, but more so, I guess, probably the question would be, do they live underground? Yes. Do they live on the surface like you do? Yes. You know, so that's, you know, nothing's wrong with that, you know, because they're here, too, sharing space. Remember, everybody here is still basically an alien, although they may be much higher evolved than you are, but, you know, they're still here. So, you know, that's not bad. I don't see anything wrong with that, if sharing planet Earth here. You know, the bad part is if they don't have a spirit or soul in their body. That's the bad part. And that's the clone bodies that come up from underground, and that's what you see in some of the movies and stuff at the read between the lines here. If you see anybody whose eyes look perfect, what's coming out now are the doll eyes, okay? So if you look at a person in a magazine or something, and their eyes just look perfect. Now, they could have actually changed it through Photoshop or something, okay? But if they didn't change the eyes, and the person's eyes look perfect, and their face looks perfect, and their body build is perfect, they're the perfect, say, specimen for a human representing the human race, and they're probably a clone. And they come in male and female, okay? So you can look at that and, you know, decipher that for yourself. And, you know, I have never seen a clone yet that's obese. In New York, there's a lot of them walking around. I see them quite often. You know, when you see not the tourists, so to speak, but the New Yorkers, I would say, you know, by going on the subways and stuff, as you watch people, maybe about one in every 1,000, I'll just say one in every 10,000 people that you see. You know, if you sat down in a chair and like you're at Penn Station there, if you've ever been there, it's a very busy place, and you just sat down, you can't sit in a chair typically, you have to stand up, but if you watch the people coming around in that busy area, I would say you'd probably see a clown every 10 to 15 minutes walking, okay? And these people are dressed perfectly. They have maybe a briefcase. Some do wear sunglasses because they don't want to be detected or looked at, we'll say. And the ones that have the black eyes or nothing's home when you look into their eyes, you can tell them very quickly. But all the ones that I have seen have perfect body builds. And, you know, it's a typical male that's dressed very nicely with a nice suit on. You know, his stomach's not sticking out. You know, perfectly straight up and down, perfect weight, perfect height. A lot of these are typically taller people. I'd say probably males of maybe 5'9". And they don't go, the ones that I've seen, I haven't seen anything normally above like 6'3 or so. Normally they're between 5'9 and 6 foot, so they don't stand out too much. But and the person is well-groomed perfectly, the perfect specimen representation of humanity here. And that's how they make them. So anyway, back to you, Annika. And they do exist, and they're here probably just checking out things, you know, for somebody, something, somebody, somewhere, some organization. I won't get into that, but they are walking around with us. Back to you, Annika.
Okay. So we have a couple of requests for samples for clearings, and I know you did quite a few of them when you started off the program, but maybe you feel up to doing a few more. And I should mention that they are clearing samples, so it's not at all the same as having a whole clearing, but you will still benefit, but it's more like a little Band-Aid is what usually you say, Ron. So just wanted to put that in there so you guys are aware of that. Alexander was asking for a mind control release clearing sample, and Marianne was asking for the emotional, which I think you did already, and maybe an anxiety or depression, and also Brett and Marianne was asking for entity clearing. So there's a few for you. So
okay,
so maybe one of those.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's do the mind control one. And so the light ship can hold this away from you for, you know, maybe this program here. So here we go. I'll count to 10. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. If you're new to the program, scroll down about maybe inch and a half on your monitor screen below the blinking flower there with the different testimonials on it. Scroll down and bring up the light beam. We're going to energize the light beam with the female energy here. And I'll count to 10 as we bring in her energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. There we go. You might have seen the colors change on her. And now we're going to do a mind control clearing. So this takes away the energies that's being transmitted to you that's coming into your body. So it could be alien energies from outside someplace. Could be from the planets. Could be some from some spaceship, starship, you know. It could be from something else that's here. It could be just radiation, radio waves coming into you from a cell phone tower. So many things like that. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you get released to put you more into the present moment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do another emotional clearing. Here we go. Going back 5 days. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And anxiety is a good one. Here we go. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And entities. So these are earth-based entities, emotional bodies that cling on to people, come into your consciousness, tell you things, control your thoughts. Remember Avatar? You are mine now. Okay? Here we go. Entities. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. So this is getting rid of maybe about 1% of them that's attached to you, okay? If you want to pick a particular issue that you're dealing with, we all have issues, and entities will work through you because they want that issue to come forth, okay? So maybe you're angry with somebody. Maybe they gave you a situation of heartache or something, you know. Well, they're living on that energy, so they'll keep increasing it so that you're really dealing with it quite nicely for them. You may not like it, but they love it, and that's what they're doing. So pick an issue, and here we go. We're going to release this from you here, these entities that are attached to that issue. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, Annika, back to you.
Okay, so Pauline has a good comment there about we can get this on the self-empowerment clearing, and just wanted to mention that because that is a really good clearing to go on to cover a lot of that, and it's only $50 for 42 days, and obviously it's not exactly the same as having the full life clearing that you also have available on the website, which is www.creationlightship.com. And also, what you have going on right now, Ron, is the wonderful, wonderful 8-hour conference calls. And we just did one this Sunday, and you have two more coming up, March 7th and March 14th. And Saturday, March 13th, is also a conference call. It's a 4-hour conference call. And the ones you do on Sundays are 8 hours. So we actually get to work with Ron and the light beings on the Creation Light Chip for 8 hours. And if anyone who has not been on it yet want to connect with Ron about that, you can just email Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. So that's a wonderful, wonderful way to really, really help yourself in this process. And also, of course, we have conference calls available 3 times a week that Ron does for an hour on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And Wednesday is also water charging. So they're just fantastic, and I really, really feel blessed that I can be on so much of them. So thank you, and I hope more of you that have not tried them yet feel like trying them, because it's really great. So I could maybe bring up a question, Ron. If this is something that I know we've talked about before, and maybe if you've heard a lot of the Creation Light Chip, you know that it's a question that we have brought up, but perhaps for you who are new, how would we promote Jesus if he came? Maybe something for us to think about and talk about. Since Ron is doing Jesus' work right now with people right now as Jesus was. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about that, Ron, how your connection is with that, and how could we promote that?
Yeah, boy, that's pretty good. Yeah, for me, it's quite interesting because the darkness doesn't want this to be promoted. So from my standpoint, I've been doing this for over 5 years, and I'm on BBS for quite a while here, but I should be going out. So I figured BBS would be like a small stepping stone, and so we haven't left this stepping stone yet, you know. So for me, I should be out in auditoriums. I should actually be in every Christian church out there. I should be on Christian radio, although I could probably not get there because of their mindset. But, you know, looking at it overall, that's where I should be, doing healings throughout the, you know, the whole world here. In large auditoriums, you know, 200,000 people would not be a big deal for the light ship. So I'll just put that out to all of you. So if anybody out there has maybe a rich uncle, or maybe yourself, or somebody who might leave you some money and you'd like to promote this type of work, or maybe they understand it, you know, that would be great to come on board. Wouldn't mind having some big billboards out there. Because remember, you have to change people's mindsets, and that's the hardest thing to do. And that's why the light ship thought that doing healings on people, and which we do instantly with these sample clearings here, you know, are the way to go. To do an actual physical healing, if you come to me and you say, Ron, you know, I got this physical problem that I've had for quite a while, can you fix it? Well, there's a lot to it. You know, go on the BBS program of 82809, and you see what the light chip has to do to try to fix you, okay? But as far as an emotional clearing, you know, that's like, you know, or what we did earlier on these samples, no problem. It's all instantaneous stuff. I could be doing those to the masses to get them to feel better. So the whole thing is, you know, I don't have any other way to go out there. I go to the expos and things and have BBS, but if you have any ideas, by all means, you know, contact me. Maybe, you know, you have a rich uncle or somebody who has lots and lots of money who, you know, maybe you know Bill Gates. You know, I don't know, you know, you know. But I figured within 5 years I should have somebody coming forward with some grand idea of how to do this, you know, to do this promotion. And like I said, we're on a dark side planet, and nothing's come forward yet in 5 years. So it's not that I'm giving up hope, just that the law of averages here, and all the shows that we've had and stuff, you know, I don't know what to say. So anyway, it's up to you guys if you want to help people. People say, gee, Ron, can the Lightship help somebody over, like maybe in Haiti? Well, are they listening to this program? We can help them, you know. And they go, well, they don't have internet, or they don't have this and that and the other. Well, that's not the Lightship's fault. The information is out there. You know, it takes people to connect and to get the information across, you know, the world about what's happening. And this is for ascension. So it's up to you guys. It's not up to me. I'm doing all that I can do, you know, to help people. And, you know, I would love to do free healings for everybody, but I need to get the money coming in for what I do charge, you know, to get out there and promote myself. I get some emails from people saying, geez, well, this is a spiritual thing, and this is creation energy, and how could you charge for this? Well, this program right now costs me money to get on. You know, it's not free to me. You know, I don't get blessed by having all of my BBS shows for free. And the same with the expos. People say, gee, you mean that the promoters didn't give you a free booth? They're not going to just, you know, cop you $1,500, $2,000 for the booth, and maybe your expenses to go to it and everything else, plus your advertising? No, they don't do that. Everybody, you know, wants money. All they do is see money. And we live in a, you know, society where there's money. So, you know, in order for me to get out there, I need money to get out there, unfortunately. So that's why I have to charge. If I had the money behind me to do this, I would not need to charge at all. But that's the reason. So if you're listening and you want to know why we have, you know, why we're charging for healings, well, it's because right now this is free to you. It's not free to me. It costs me money to talk to you. And like I said on the last expo, to the audience there, I had over 100 people in the room. And this is in L.A. at my workshop, I think it was. And I said, well, you know, if this is all that I had seen me, you know, this expo, you know, these 100 people that are here will say, I'm paying you about $45 a piece to see me, for me to talk for 2 hours. Because that's what this expo is costing me. And, you know, it's costing me about $4,500 to be there. And so automatically people go, gee, you know, I didn't know that. I thought this was free, you know, and it's free to us, basically. We only pay $20, $25, $30 to come to these expos. You mean it costs you thousands of dollars to be here? Well, yeah, it does. And so this is why I have to charge. If it was all free to me, it'd be a different story. But that's up to you guys. Maybe you guys have somebody out there who can help promote my work. And, you know, if that's the case, let's get some auditoriums going. You know, let's go to, you know, Madison Square Garden, and let's hit it, everybody. Let's do some rock concerts or something, you know, and, you know, do a Woodstock or whatever, and we'll do some healing, have a healing Woodstock. So anyway, back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, and I wanted to mention that you are coming to New York to the New Life Expo. You will be there Friday, March 26th through Sunday, March 28th at booth 223. So all of you in the area or coming into the area, come and see Ron. And I would love to come myself, but I don't know if I can. But anyway, it's wonderful to be there. And you're going to be bringing your light infusion chamber, and that is absolutely amazing to experience. So can recommend that to anyone who has not tried it yet. And for you who have tried it, I'm sure you already know. So there was one question from Karen before about what is the soul. I don't know if you feel we have time. Well, it's actually we do have time still. Maybe you want to go into that, Ron. What is the soul? Did I lose you, Ron?
Yep, I'm here. So on the Lightship, we call it spirit. Down here, they delineate the difference between spirit, which is the, you know, typically, I guess you would call that the source energy. And then they claim that the soul is a small extension of that. It'd be like the ocean in a drop of water. Well, on the Lightship, there's no delineation between spirit or soul. It's all spirit. When you go there, it is spirit. When you lose part of yourself, they lost part of their spirit, okay, to the darkness. So this is the way why we do these eight-hour calls, to get back your spiritual integrity. So basically, who you are is a extension, we'll say, a small piece of the source energy. You have the same attributes, just that the source energy is kind of more of this, more of you. Not that it's any more powerful, okay? It's just that that's just the way it is. So everything out there of the light, planets or whatever that's created, is basically the same. Some are actually maybe a little bit larger physically, we'll say, to inhabit a light form. So your spirit right now, if you want to use your soul, is equal to the size of your body. Now, if you went into a frog, you know, a small little frog, you would be the size of a small little frog, because that's what you see. Remember, when you see a ghost, what do you see? You see that energy. Now, that's typically the emotional body, which is still a spiritual energy, but that's created by the earth, not created by the source energy, although the earth spirit used source energy to create that emotional body. So when you see a ghost, typically 99% of the time, you're not seeing the spirit of the person. You're seeing what's left over, which is the density, which is the emotional body moving around. So what that is just a way that you can experience a physical body, since we talk with physical bodies here, and we have physical bodies. And that's the way that it's connected to you, to give you information for manifestations through your heart center to connect to source energy, which is what everything is in your heart, and to bring forth manifestations of the light. So what's happened to humanity here is that instead of using your heart, everybody typically uses their mind. So the darkness created the mind energy that replicates, mimics the light. And so your spirit kind of gets lost because the mind energy is so much more powerful. And that's kind of just the way it is. You know, when you get into your heart, you're out of time. So for the newcomers, the difference is when you're in your spirit energy, if you want to use the word soul, soul energy, and I guess, most people talk about soul, then when you're in that energy in your heart, then you're out of time. That's only where source energy lives. And when you're in your head, then you're in mind energy, mass consciousness. Think of the movie Avatar, connecting with those tentacles into, you know, that, whatever they call it, the spirit tree or whatever it was. Another word, if it was an older movie, you'd probably call it the mind matrix, which is what it actually is. The consciousness, mind matrix of that planet, and how everything is controlled. And if you notice in the movie, at the very last part of it, during the warfare battle, all the animals and things that lived there also came to fight the invaders. How did they do that? Because they're all connected through mind, through mass consciousness, okay, of the matrix from this tree. And this tree decided to control things. Remember, with that link of the tentacles, when that, whoever it was, Jake, or whatever his name was, I'll have to get his name so I can at least be up on that. When he hopped on that flying big bird or whatever, you know, he said, "You are mine now." And what does that mean? He now is controlling that energy. So the same thing the aliens are doing to you. And they use the jellyfish tentacles, which is what he had on him, living inside of him, which is probably why their faces kind of sparkled. The jellyfish maybe be looking out through those tentacles to the surroundings. And anyway, so that's what the soul is. The spirit energy is source energy. The soul is supposed to be equivalent to that, just a different terminology. I would assume, since the soul energy is more of a word that the light ship doesn't necessarily use, because I never have used the word soul throughout all of my growing up as a younger person even. I always use the word spirit. And so for me, it was like, what's this word? So I would assume that the soul has a stigma on it, or some type of energy to keep you into the mind matrix. So you may want to put that word, you know, S-O-U-L-S. Remember, you got two vowels in there, right? Put that word into the nasal clearing, you know, maybe put your name with that or something and just see what happens. Anyway, back to you, Annika. We could briefly we'll talk about Friday night, come on, and we'll be doing the conference call at 8 o'clock. So we'll give you the phone number then also. And Friday night is station number 2. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. And we're coming up to the end of our show here, so thank you for being on with us today. And could we have maybe some peace energy to before you sign off here today, Ron?
Yeah, that's very nice. So here we go. So all I'm here to do is to give you information. That's basically it. The light ship, you know, you can take it or leave it, basically. They don't judge you if you accept it or don't accept it. They're just trying to help you out to get you more into your body. This is all that this is about. This is not an occult type of thing. You can take it or leave it. You know, it's all I'm doing is bringing forth energy to get you more into your body with your spirit, to do clearings, to help you have a better life here. And that's basically it. So here we go. Here's peace energy. So coming in. So stronger. And the light doesn't care if you go to the darkness. This is your choice. You have free will, free choice. So here we go. Just that they'll lose part of themselves, and they have to try to find you afterwards. And they'll do that lovingly. So here we go. Peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we shall see you hopefully on Friday, and also on our question and answer period after the BBS program on a conference line. So blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful time, wonderful evening, and if you're back east in New York, I hope to see you there at the New Life Expo. Bye, everybody.
Bye.